Welcome to SCOTUScast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker.
Thank you for joining us for this post-decision episode of SCOTUScast, Warnings, Shootouts, and Qualified Immunity Edition. I'm your host, Bridget Flaherty. On January 9, 2017, the Supreme Court decided White v. Pauley, a petition involving a denial of qualified immunity to law enforcement officers in a civil rights dispute. In October 2011, officers Kevin Truesdale and Michael Mariscal went to the home of Daniel and Samuel Pauley to investigate a complaint made by several drivers that Daniel had been driving erratically that evening. The officers entered the Pauley property while a third officer, Ray White, remained near the highway in case Daniel returned there. Truesdale and Mariscal did not find Daniel's truck, but they did notice lights on in one of two houses on the property. Upon approaching the building covertly, they spotted two men moving around inside, and then requested that Officer White join them. When the Pauleys became aware that strangers were present outside, there was a verbal confrontation. According to the officers self-identified as police and threatened to enter the house if the brothers did not come out. It appears, however, that neither Pauley heard the self-identification. Just as White was arriving, the brothers warned that they had firearms. Upon hearing the warning, White took cover behind a stone wall 50 feet from the house. Daniel then fired two shotgun blasts out the back door, and when Samuel pointed a handgun out the window in White's direction, Mariscal fired at him but missed. Several seconds later, White also fired and hit Samuel, killing him. Samuel Pauley's estate and Daniel Pauley sued the officers under Title 42 of the United States Code, Section 1983, alleging an excessive use of force in violation of the Fourth Amendment. The district court denied qualified immunity to the officers, and a divided panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit affirmed. The majority reasoned that, taking the plaintiff's version of the facts as true, a reasonable person in the position of officers Mariscal and Truesdale should have understood that their conduct might cause the Pauleys to use deadly force in defense of their home. As to Officer White, the majority concluded that while he did not participate in much of the lead-up to the shootout, a reasonable officer in his position would have believed a verbal warning was required, given that the stone wall afforded him secure cover. The Supreme Court granted the officers' petition for cert, vacated the judgment of the Tenth Circuit, and remanded the case. Qualified immunity attaches when an official's conduct does not violate clearly established statutory or constitutional rights of which a reasonable person would have known. On the record described by the Tenth Circuit, the Supreme Court held Officer White did not violate clear established law, but because the parties disputed whether White actually arrived on the scene several minutes before the shooting started, and should have known that the other officers had not properly identified themselves, the court left this potential alternative ground for affirmance, as well as whether Truesdale and Mariscal were entitled to qualified immunity in light of the Supreme Court's ruling, for further consideration by the Tenth Circuit on remand. Justice Ginsburg issued a concurring opinion. And now, to discuss the case, we have Josh Skinner, of counsel with Fanning, Harper, Martinson, Brandt, and Cutchin.
On January 9, 2017, the United States Supreme Court issued a per curiam decision in White v. Pauley. The court's unanimous per curiam, that is, unsigned opinion, explains that the issue being decided by the court was a narrow one. As the court explains, the case addresses a situation of an officer who, having arrived late at an ongoing police action and having witnessed shots being fired by one of several individuals in a house surrounded by other officers, shoots and kills an armed occupant of the house without first giving a warning. The man shot was Samuel Pauley, and his father, on behalf of Samuel's estate, brought suit against the three police officers, Officers Truesdale and Mariscal, the two who were first on the scene, and Officer White, who arrived late and killed Samuel. The estate alleges that they used excessive force in violation of Samuel's Fourth Amendment rights. The Supreme Court, however, did not address whether Samuel's Fourth Amendment rights were violated, but instead decided the case on the doctrine of qualified immunity, holding that Officer White had not violated clearly established law. Consequently, the court vacated the judgment of the Court of Appeals and remanded the case for further action consistent with its opinion. But to go back a step, what happened? On the night of October 4th, 2011, fairly late in the evening, Daniel Pauly, that is, the brother of Samuel Pauly, was involved in a road rage incident with another car on the interstate. The women in the other car made a 911 call and alleged that Pauly appeared to be driving while intoxicated. After visiting with the women who made the 911 call, officers Truesdale, Marsicle, and White decided to go to Pauly's nearby residence to get his version of the story. Officers Truesdale and Marsicle arrived first and walked to the residence. However, they initially attempted to hide their presence, but were noticed by the Pauly brothers, who were both inside. Daniel Pauly maintains that he and his brother did not realize it was the police outside, but believed they were in danger, maybe from people connected with the road rage incident. Consequently, Daniel and Samuel each got guns. At some point, officers Truesdale and Marsicle announced that they were police, but it is unclear whether the Paulys heard this, and the officers were otherwise mostly yelling, ordering the Paulys to exit the residence. Officer White arrived, and Officer Truesdale circled around the back of the residence, while Officers Marsicle and White remained in the front. Daniel opened the back door and fired two shots, allegedly as warning shots. Shortly after the shots from the back of the house, Samuel Pauly came to the front window, carrying a shotgun and allegedly pointing it towards the officers. Officer Marsicle and Officer White shot. Officer Marsicle missed Samuel, but Officer White hit and killed him. After Samuel Pauly died, his father brought suit against the three police officers on behalf of the estate. The officers filed motions for summary judgment, as is typical in these sorts of cases, but they were denied by the district court. The officers took an immediate interlocutory appeal to the Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit. It being a qualified immunity issue, the Supreme Court has said that those interlocutory appeals are permitted. The qualified immunity defense is intended to be a defense against the possibility of trial when it's not appropriate, thus immunity from trial. If the interlocutory appeal isn't allowed, then the benefit of the defense would be lost if they were forced to go to trial. However, in a 2-1 decision, the panel majority of the Tenth Circuit affirmed the decision of the district court. The officers filed a request for rehearing en banc, but the Tenth Circuit denied the request because the 12 judges were equally divided as to whether to grant the request. The officers filed a petition for writ of certiorari with the U.S. Supreme Court. The court requested a response from the estate, and the briefing for the petition for writ of certiorari was completed on October 17, 2016. Contrary to normal practice, but consistent with the court's practice in qualified immunity cases, the court did not request briefing on the merits, but instead issued a per curiam decision in January 2017, vacating the judgment of the Tenth Circuit. As I mentioned, this case involved the Fourth Amendment and qualified immunity. When we talk about the Fourth Amendment, it generally protects the right of people to be secure in their persons against unreasonable searches and seizures. But more specifically, as it's been interpreted, it therefore restricts the degree or type of force that police may use in apprehending criminal suspects. In the context of the use of deadly force, one factor that the courts consider when deciding whether the use of force was excessive is whether, before shooting at a suspect who has a weapon, the police announce that they are police and order the suspect to drop the weapon. Now, qualified immunity is the other part of this, and this is an unusual doctrine, though it's a very old one. It's an old common law defense that prevents private liability for public officials unless they acted in bad faith. Under the modern qualified immunity doctrine, the question is whether the officer acted with objective good faith, not subjective good faith. Of relevance here, part of that objective good faith is whether the law was clearly established. The Supreme Court, in its most recent formulations of this doctrine, has identified two elements, two prongs to the qualified immunity defense. First, did the public official violate the plaintiff's constitutional right? And two, were the public official's actions objectively reasonable in light of clearly established law? Now, this is a defense, and it has to be asserted by the public official. But once it has been asserted, the burden of proof is on the plaintiff, the burden of meeting both of these prongs. The public official is entitled to dismissal if the plaintiff can't meet both of them. In this case, we had a summary reversal, per curiam decision, and the court didn't address whether Officer White had violated Samuel Pauly's Fourth Amendment rights. Instead, the court concluded that the law was not clearly established. In other words, generally speaking, an officer does not violate clearly established law when he or she assumes that prior officers at a crime scene follow the appropriate protocols, such as announcing their presence as police officers and ordering a criminal suspect to drop his or her weapon. Oddly enough, though, while the case rather the petition for writ of certiorari, was filed by all three officers, the decision only directly addresses Officer White. In the court's per curiam decision and in Justice Ginsburg's concurrence, the court explicitly left open the question of whether Officers Truesdale and Marsicle are entitled to qualified immunity, and even whether there might be facts that would still justify denial of qualified immunity to Officer White. For instance, if he had been on the scene long enough to know if Officers Truesdale and Marsicle had failed to properly announce their presence to the police. Regardless of what ultimately happens to Officers Truesdale, Marsicle, and White, the fact of yet another per curiam decision in favor of qualified immunity emphasizes the Supreme Court's continuing commitment to providing the, quote, breathing space, as the court has put it in other cases, to law enforcement in the fulfillment of their responsibilities.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. SCOTUSCast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers, founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUSCast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's FEDSOC.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.